Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the second hour of our live broadcast of Saturday evening, July 7th, as we come to you this evening live from our remote broadcast location, Nashville, Tennessee, at the 2012 Council of Conservative Citizens Conference. Not only are we broadcasting from here, thankfully, we're going out to, in addition to the 20,000 people gathered in this auditorium this evening. Oh, yeah, we made it up to 30,000 by the end of the first hour. But, of course, our flagship station, AM 1380 WLRM Radio. Hello, Memphis. We'll be back home to you tomorrow night, unfortunately. Tomorrow night we'll be back in Memphis. But to any of our affiliate stations, AM or FM, that are tuned in this evening, welcome back to the live broadcast, the third time we have done this, and hopefully the third of many more times to come. Also to our internet listeners, you know, it's become our custom in recent weeks to read emails from all over the world. You know, I oftentimes have to break out the atlas. I get an email from a person, and is that a real country? And then I find out that it is. And so for wherever you are, welcome to the show tonight, a great show, a lively show in front of a live crowd. And during the first hour, which will be available in our broadcast archives, at the conclusion of tonight's program, you heard Dr. Tom Sell, also from Paul Fromm and Jared Taylor, good friends of ours, all of them. And we've got a lot more forthcoming over the course of the next 2 hours, but kind of breaking in and interrupting our... What? Interrupting our
fun.
Momentum, our fun and momentum. Apparently, a few people in Nashville didn't take kindly to the fact that we are here this evening, and Bill can fill you in on that.
Well, apparently, the enemy decided to show up late, but they did show up. I think we were talking about three members of a group, which I think claimed to be, two of them claimed to be atheists, and one with a mohawk with a shirt that said, "Queers Bash Back," confronted some members of our organization. Unknown to them, they were members. But we're going to get a little update here from one of the men who was on the scene, that who was actually down there with the rabble, and he's going to give us a quick report on exactly what happened.
So here we are. We're doing our show. We're minding our own business. We're having a good time with good people, good Christian people, good tax-paying people, good people that have. People that have jobs, that vote, that are contributing members of society. I mean, that's our crowd, that's our audience. And apparently, the antithesis of all of those things manifested itself downstairs. And I was working here tonight doing the show, so I didn't get a chance to see it. But you did, my friend. What did you see?
Basically, what happened is, give a little background. It's been expected, at least they said they were going to come here to try to disrupt our event. Like they did in Chicago. Directors was downstairs. One of our lady directors was downstairs, and they, not knowing she was involved, they were looking for the white supremacists. And we have some quick-thinking men, of course, you know, got the best of the best here. James came upstairs and alerted the rest of us to go down.
Another James.
Another James. Not Mr. Edwards. Go downstairs, and there was one with a camera and a couple of dirties down there. You know, they looked like they just rolled out from underneath the bus depot. They, you know, the queers, bash back, jacket, mohawk, bad teeth, everything.
That's what they call them themselves.
Yes, that's what that's what they're advertising themselves as, queers, bash back. The gentleman with the, I use that term, I don't know much about him. But anyway, he claimed he was just there to record the incident, whatever the incident. We basically forced them off the property by yelling, and, you know, they weren't getting into the building, they weren't going to come to the radio show, they weren't coming to the meeting. And that shit, they had a truck, I don't know who, you know, whose truck it was, but they took off, and they threatened they were going to bring more people back. So, just be aware, everybody here, please don't go out tonight and have fun without somebody with you, because they love to go after the old men and women.
All right, and see, that's the thing, Bill. You know, on this show, throughout the course of our run, we have always disavowed any form of violence from any part of the name calling and basically anything that would be untoward, anything that would be untoward of a gentleman or a lady. Unfortunately, those who oppose us based upon our political ideology do not embrace such tenets. I mean, they will come out and they will be profane. They will threaten violence. And in fact, in some meetings we've seen recently, not meetings that we've been a part of, but they will actually become violent. And, you know, this is a recent issue, obviously, with Obama coming out of the closet, so to speak, in his support of sodomite marriage. And we have taken to the good book and said that we line up with God on this issue when we quoted a few scriptures. And so apparently that's not being been well received from elements of that crowd. And so here they are tonight to oppose us and oppose our freedom of speech. But thankfully, we had some guys go down there and tell them that they're not welcome here, and so they didn't crash the party.
Exactly. And, you know, this is not Queer Nation. This is the Confederacy, you people out there, if you're listening to this show. Yeah! You may be in Nashville, but this is still the South, and you're not dealing with a bunch of feeble people. This ain't Chicago. So you better be aware of that, and I would suggest and recommend that you avoid trouble and trouble for yourselves and allow us to exercise our free speech, because we're going to exercise it whether you like it or not, because our motto is no surrender, no retreat, and no apology. Now on with the show.
Well, you know, obviously, if we weren't being opposed, we wouldn't be reaching a large enough audience. And because we have this opposition, you look at the scope of our work over the years that we've been on the air, and you look at the absolutely venomous attacks that have been levied upon this show by newspapers, by television, by the anti-white hate groups, the leading anti-white hate groups of the world, the ADL and the SPLC. You look at those, you put them all together. If we were not sustaining those attacks, we would not be doing our job effectively. So thank God we're doing our job effectively, or else those people would not have been here tonight. And so for that reason, I guess we're glad that that they were here. But as you said, Bill, on with the show. The show must go on.
And, you know, we talked about this earlier, so we're going to recognize, we're just going to pull people at random out of the audience and get you to stand up and this microphone won't reach very far.
But yell to us your first name and where you're from, and we will relay that to the rest of the audience that's listening on the radio.
That's first. I see this guy back here in glasses who's sitting by a table with refreshments. No, that's you. And I believe your name is Mark?
Yeah.
From?
St. Louis,
Missouri.
And this is interesting because, you know, we always read the emails and we revel in the broad variety of where our listeners are from. And so we're going to do a little bit of polling from the audience. So we got Mark from St. Louis. Where else do we have people? Who else do you want to call?
My fingers are going to stop on. Let's say right there. That lady right there.
Catherine from Texas.
Stand up, Catherine. And a beautiful lady she is. And Catherine, why did you decide to come to the council meeting tonight? What's your thoughts about the council and the meeting we had?
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the yellow pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal?
Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
When the truth is found to be... Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. It's been an eventful show, to say the least, so far. And again, if we weren't doing our job right, we would not have protesters downstairs opposing our God-given right to freedom of speech. And, you know, again, Bill, at the risk of sounding repetitious, we've never done that. We've never said that communists, leftists, whoever, atheists, they do not deserve their right to freedom of speech. We've never sought to diminish their rights. We've never advocated that the American government go into countries and change them over to the way of thinking that we would believe, as they are doing anyway for the way they believe, that being the head table. But nevertheless, here we are, and the show is going on tonight. Now, before that last break, we were polling the audience. Just a quick sampling of where everybody's from. So we're going to quickly point to folks, and you say where we're from, and we'll relay that, because that's always fun to do. I know we have a Tennessee contingent here because we are in Tennessee. But right here, we got Jackson, Mississippi.
David from Jackson, Mississippi.
David from Jackson, Mississippi. Woo-hoo! Now. Yeah! Man, I'll call Mr. Moonshine.
Bell Buckle, and we do not have steers and queers in Bell Buckle.
Bell Buckle, Tennessee, a place I did not know existed until the first hour of tonight's show. Now, I already know some of the answers to these questions. We've got a man from Georgia.
Fred from Roswell, Georgia.
Fred from Roswell, Georgia. Got a man way back in the back from upstate New York, right, Miles?
Yeah, Miles from Hopkins, New York.
Miles from a place in New York I've never heard from before and can't repeat. I got South Carolina back there. We've got Washington, D.C. We've got St. Louis. If you're from a place that we have not mentioned yet, get shout it out.
Maryland. Actually, we have...
Wow.
Dimitri, come up here.
Come on. We've got a Russian in the crowd tonight. Dimitri from Russia. And, of course.
Now, listen, James. We have listeners in Russia. We have listeners all over the world. Dimitri, would you say a few words to your compatriots?
I'd like to thank you.
Because we are governed by the FCC.
I'd like to thank you for the opportunity. I feel at home.
Very good.
I feel at home. I feel among my own. What else can I say?
Say something in Russian. We've got Russian listeners, so you can say something in Russian or Bulgarian or whatever you want, and the people will hear us who will hear you. Go ahead.
As long as it's clean.
I'd like to say благодаря.
All right. Very good. Very good. Well,
all the way from Russia.
All the way from Russia. So,
and, you know, it's again, and I say this, not unusual. I mean, fans of the Political Cesspool, eight long years, but eight short years. As I said, you know, when I had a kid, the days are long, but the years are short. And so...
Let me ask you, Dimitri, how would you say, if you'll say this, how would you say, God bless our brothers and sisters in Russia, and may Christianity prevail in our people?
Bok is with us. Bok is with us.
Okay, very good. Okay, there you go.
It doesn't take as long to say it in Russian.
All right, thank you, Dimitri. God bless.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, there you go, son. All the way, the point I was trying to make was that we have listeners from all over the world, and they are here tonight. And so they're from Russia, but a little closer to home. Courtney from Alabama. Now, this is somebody that blogs with us. Should she come on? Will she come on?
Sure, why not?
All right. Join us in the hot seat now.
Courtney, first of all, you're a cesspool listener, and did you come here because of the show that you...
Wait. We'll ask her the question once she gets to the microphone.
All right.
Repose the question, Bill.
You came to the council conference because you heard about it on the cesspool, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. That's why I came.
And your thoughts, opinions, and observations about the meeting?
This is my first time coming to one of these. I have been an Ameren attender usually, and I love this just as much as the American Renaissance conferences, and I couldn't turn this down, especially since I knew I'd be a member of the live show. That was one of the things that really convinced me to come. And I love hearing James speak and Jared Taylor speak always, and it was nice hearing Keith speak this time.
And Bill.
And Paul Fromm and many others. So it was great.
Well,
so,
let me just say this in passing, too, that we've had a lot. There are so many attractive and lovely ladies here tonight. I want to give them applause for their support. Amen. And also
for the ladies.
For the ladies.
Real ladies, not them.
That's right.
The real ladies, not our protesters.
Right, exactly. And I want to tell you, you want to see real ladies and ladies with backbone and ladies with character, then that was at this meeting. And most of our listeners, I should say.
It doesn't hurt the fact that they are attractive.
That's correct. But thank you, Courtney. God
thank
bless.
You.
And thank you for coming to the meeting.
And all the people.
James, you're blushing.
We have a obviously a big following on the blog, and Courtney is one of our most frequent contributors to the blog. And so people will know the name Courtney from Alabama. That's our handle on thepoliticalcesspool.org. So there you heard from the Courtney from Alabama live on the show tonight. She's here in the crowd.
Now, I want to mention, I want everybody to listen now, that we may be coming in with more bulletins about these this riffraff down here. They apparently have not given up the cause, and neither will we. So be aware that we're under siege right now by the enemy, and we're not going to break, and we're not going to run. We may go to a break, but we're not going to break. So it was a very exciting night, I think, really, James.
Well, exciting.
And I want to thank them for coming, because you've really made our show so interesting and so much better.
Something I've never done is participate in a protest limiting one's rights to freedom of speech and association, but Lev doesn't see things exactly the way we do. We don't believe in violence, they do. We don't believe in threats of violence, they do. We don't believe in poor vocabulary and vulgarity, and they do. And it's all downstairs for those who wish to see it. If you were one of the 30,000 tonight, you could go down there and take a look for yourself. But thankfully, we have so many well-appointed, well-behaved people. They're not going in and falling for the trap. They're all up here. And thanks to the Nashville Metropolitan Police Department, if need be. I'm sure they're not a phone call away. But we're having a good time tonight, and the fun will continue. You know, believe it or not, and I can say this at 7:27 Central Time, 3 minutes from now this will be live, but the show is not yet half over. We've not even crossed the hump yet. So we still got an hour and a half, roughly, forthcoming, and still many more guests to bring on, including a candidate for Congress, David Macko. We got Eddie the Bobbiter Miller, our co-host. Now, you're going to be interested to hear what he has been up to lately and what he has to say. The man who brought us about a month ago, we had a very noteworthy political cesspool broadcast, not quite as noteworthy as this one, because of all you folks that we had. Former DEA agent Robert Mazur. Now, this was a guy that infiltrated the legendary cartel of, what was the guy's name?
Escobar.
Pablo Escobar. If you've ever seen Blow with Johnny Depp, or...
He also infiltrated the Colombian.
The Colombian drug cartel, that's right. The Medellin drug cartel. So there, we had laws on our side. You know, we've had... DEA agent Robert Mazur on the show. And let's not forget Eddie's good friend, Sheriff Paul Pepew, a big supporter of the show.
Pepe Le Pew. He had Pepe Le Pew on?
Yes, apparently.
And he went a little twirly on us, didn't he?
But Robert Mazur didn't. You can't trust a county sheriff, but you can trust a DEA agent. And so,
that's backwards.
But anyway, nevertheless, Eddie the Bob Miller, a man who... responsible for so many memorable memories on the cesspool. He'll be on tonight, and he's got an update that you'll want to hear. But the show is just getting started. I'm trying to figure out what Bill's saying. Apparently, we have 3 seconds to break, so we're going to take that commercial break. But not before we get our big round of applause. Give it up. And we'll be back with more right after these words. Stay tuned, everybody.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool guys will be back right after these messages.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin, just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Are you looking for literature from authors who aren't ashamed of their European-American heritage? Are you looking for books that don't shy away from the forbidden facts? You used to look all over the internet for these books, but you can now find them all at the same place, lighthouseliterature.com. Whether you're looking for rare classics from the great thinkers or the latest and most popular books from guys like me, Lighthouse Literature is your trusted source for the best books at the best prices. For a limited time, you can get my new book, Racism Schmacism, from Lighthouse Literature for only $10. When you make a purchase from www.lighthouseliterature.com, you're helping support dedicated real-world advocates and activists. So, what are you waiting for? Surf on over to lighthouseliterature.com. A bright light for the right.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
They don't cry. To get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. Big girls don't
cry. Big girls don't... All right, everybody, welcome back to the Political Cesspool Radio program. This show is going on now into the second half of tonight's live broadcast. It is now 7:30, an hour and a half down, an hour and a half still to go. It's a three-hour show. And I still know second grade math. I know an hour and a half plus an hour and a half equals three. But anyway, apparently, you know, the great sideshow outside is taken away from our 20,000. We're now down to about 15, I guess. But it's a lively 15,000. Everybody say hello to the listening audience out there. In Radio Land. All right. Continuing on with the show tonight, as we continue to present to you a parade of guests, we have a good friend who has been on the show before, David Macko. He is running for Congress in District 14 of the, hard for me to say there is a great state outside of the Southland, but of Ohio, Congressional District 14 in Ohio. David Macko running as a Libertarian. David, welcome back to the show, and thank you for your support.
Thank you for having me on the show. Appreciated to be here.
Well, it's great. It's great to have you back. If I do remember correctly, you have sat in and been a guest on one of the three previous live shows that we've done.
Yes, I did.
All right, so tell us a little bit about your campaign. Obviously, voters will be able to go to the polls for you in November and pull that Libertarian lever. What are the talking points of your candidacy?
I want to get rid of the police state. Obama, on December 31st, signed the National Defense Authorization Act for 2012, which allegedly authorizes him to arrest any American indefinitely without hearing or without trial. We're no better than a police state. We're no better than Stalin's Russia or Mao Zedong's China or Hitler's Germany. We need to abolish sections, what were 1021 and 1022 of the NDAA. It was reauthorized, including by my opponent, for 2013. We have to get rid of that. We need to abolish the Department of Homeland Security. We need to get rid of the TSA thugs who are molesting people. Of course, we need to get rid of the Patriot Act.
Now, I also read here, and I have a David Macko for Congress flyer in my hands as I interview the man himself, Libertarian candidate for District 14 of Ohio. You will strive to stop World War III, and I think we can all hope that that will be successful.
For one thing, we need to get the United States out of the United Nations. We need to stop all foreign aid, including and especially to the Zionist State of Israel. There are three reasons. It's unconstitutional, it's counterproductive, and we're broke, $15 trillion. When we bring our troops home, we need to put some of them on the southern border to stop the invasion. I disagree with the Libertarian platform on this and on the issue of abortion. Otherwise, it makes very good sense, and I hope you all vote Libertarian in November.
So for all of the listeners in the 14th District of Ohio, we have a man for you to consider, and that is David Macko. His website, Macko, and that is M-A-C-K-O, MackoForLiberty.com, MackoForLiberty.com. David, anything else you'd like to leave with our audience?
Well, yes, we need to get out of the Depression. The first thing I'd want to do is to promote my 000 tax plan, commonly known as the Liberty Amendment, which would require the United States government to sell all of its property that it owns without constitutional authority, including businesses. And 3 years later, we could abolish the federal income tax, the death tax, and the gift tax, 000 plan. There was a similar plan, a 999 plan, but there are very few German people in my district, and beside, he spelled it wrong, he got the vowels mixed up. If anyone wants to contact me, my email is dmacko@roadrunner.com.
All right, there you have it, folks. David Macko, Libertarian candidate for Congress, Ohio, District 14, MackoForLiberty.com, and he just gave you the email address. David, thank you for spending a little bit of time for us tonight on the live show. Everybody, you know, as commentators, we certainly play a role, I think, in the court of public opinion, but I think our efforts bear more fruit if the listeners of the show would actually run for office, because I mean that's where the real power lies. I mean, we can sit here and pontificate all we want, but until we have people who agree with us running for office and winning, we're not going to get very far. And thankfully, we do have people who agree with us and people with whom we agree running for office. And you just heard from one of them. So, Bill, where do we go from there? I know still a lot to come. You're continuing to monitor the situation outside.
We're monitoring the situation outside, and so far it's all clear and all calm. We don't know if that will change, but we're prepared to meet the problem head on. So, amen. And never fear. We don't run. We don't hide. So,
can anyone recite? Let me think of his name as an actor. Viggo Mortensen, who played Aragorn in Lord of the Rings. Can anyone recite his speech as he stood in front of the Black Gates? I mean, that's where we are tonight.
No, but I can remember part of the one of my favorite scenes from that movie is when the King of Rohan on his horse rides down and the lancers are lined up, and he takes his sword and clatters it with each lance, and he says something to the effect that shields will be broken and swords will be spears will be shattered, but today is a good day, and the sun rises, and so the sun rises, and we go to meet our doom, or something to that effect. And so doom in that context doesn't mean death, it means fate. And so that's what we say every morning, I think.
Every show,
shields will be broken and spears will be shattered, but we go ahead and we fight on, and that's what we're all about. And now we have the enemy, the goblins or whatever they are downstairs, the Uruk-hai and
so many Lord of the Rings,
the little mutations think that they're going to overcome our people. They're sadly mistaken, and like the King of Rohan and Aragorn, we stand at the Black Gates. And we defy them, and we beat our shields and say, come forward, come forward.
I feel my heart beating a little bit more. we stand, men of the West, as he said. And
stand, men of the West.
I'm sure we could draw some equally noteworthy cinematic inspiration from Gods and Generals. So many great speeches in that movie, but we chose Lord of the Rings tonight because it's more contemporary, I guess. But anyway, here we are, and the show continues, and I'll tell you, coming up a little later in the show, as we give you a little foreshadowing of things to come, Kyle Rogers, who has just joined us on the front row. He is the Council of Conservative Citizens webmaster. An editor of the newspaper that services this organization, and he made front page news, not in his own publication, but in the daily fish wrap that services Charleston, South Carolina. We're going to have him on in a few minutes to tell us all about that. And, we did that one time, Bill, back in 06 when we first made a name for ourselves after we ran Al Sharpton out of town. We made Sunday paper, front page, A1, above the fold. Kyle Rogers now joins us, although I didn't get a picture. He gets a huge picture that it covered both folds of the newspaper.
Yes, but our dying paper had a bigger circulation than his dying paper.
Ah, but
you know, just in brief too, that the newspapers are considered, I guess, still a threat or some power, and they're dying and drying up very quickly. And I expect that in a few years, many of what are called dailies, broadsheet dailies, are going to go out of existence, and their puny little reporters are going to be out on the street trying to find jobs. And then they can get a real taste of America that they've never had, because they live in a monastery virtually in the editorial department.
As long as I've known Bill, which spans back to the beginning of this show and a little bit prior to that, I said, Bill, promise me one thing. Promise that I will live long enough to see the commercial appeal, which is the Memphis Daily Paper. Promise me that I will live long enough to see the commercial appeal go dark. And you keep making that promise to me. Now, the New Orleans Times-Picayune became the newspaper servicing the biggest city in the country to go dark. The New Orleans Times-Picayune will cease daily publication in a couple of months. So if it could happen in New Orleans, I mean, obviously Memphis shares many things with New Orleans.
And I'll tell you, the Picayune was a better paper, in so many ways. So I don't know what's keeping the commercial appeal afloat. They must have
Keith Alexander's subscription. You know, he reads the paper.
Well, there goes Keith, giving money to the enemy. I don't understand it.
75 cents a day. All right, give it to us, Keith.
Well, you got to keep up with the enemy. What do they say? Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
And that's what we have to do. See, we have to keep up with what the enemy is up to. Because the enemy, basically, you need to understand their tactics. You need to understand what they're saying. All of this is going to, you know, you can't fight if you don't know them.
Well, nevertheless, Keith, I hope the day comes where you will not be able to renew your subscription to the Commercial Appeal, although it does make for good talking points on the show. We go behind enemy lines, and Keith brings in articles that he draws from his subscription, and we tear them on the show.
Well, he can still get the Memphis Flyer for nothing. I imagine they'll take up some of the slack.
The alternative weekly
news. Even though mostly they report on homosexuals and the freak show that is Memphis Midtown.
Yeah, basically they live on advertising. Strip club.
All right, well, and they do advertise those at the. We gotta take a photo right now. We're gonna get.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign Newspaper. It is time for you to read the most daring underground publication. Spreading the word through print, it seeks to enlighten a free people to be knowledgeable with current, important events and take action in their own communities to stop the New World Order agenda of one world government. This publication is so rogue and extremely daring that establishment sources and critics rarely give approval of its content. Featured articles by concerned citizens, prominent whistleblowers, and credible authors. The Sovereign Newspaper is a monthly, 32-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about current events in the age of Obama. The Sovereign Newspaper, available now at newsstands everywhere.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Political Cesspool Radio program. As we... Wait a minute. Is that all y'all have got?
Yeah, that's
it. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. Yeah. Broadcasting tonight live from the Council of Conservative Citizens Conference 2012 in Nashville, Tennessee, going out to our AM/FM affiliate stations on the Liberty News Radio Network and our global audience online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. The parade continues as we welcome now to the microphone Another good friend, Kyle Rogers, editor of the Citizens Informer, webmaster of the CFCC.org, and a man who made front page news in a place that I have very fond memories of. I've had more fun than I would care to mention in Charleston, South Carolina, and with some like-minded people. I remember going to, you know, Henry's Bar.
Part of Charleston.
Well, that's near, I guess, Rainbow Row, the Battery. And some,
there you go.
No.
I
don't
think I've been to Henry's.
Anyway, so, well, they call it Rainbow Row. Let me clarify here. Let me make sense of it all, because the houses are like Key West, you know. It's
different colors.
Oh, no, they're not homosexuals in Key West.
All right, well, never mind. Well, as they do in the tropics, they paint their houses in pastels. So, also very masculine, I must admit. But nevertheless, that's what they call it, so that's what I'll call it. And anyway, but Bob Whitaker joined me there at Henry's, and so I've had some good... We're closing out a bar with Bob. And
I imagine Bob was there when it was open. Next morning.
Bob never leaves.
That's right.
But anyway, good times in Charleston, and Kyle is from Charleston. But Kyle, unlike me, has made front page news. Sunday morning, page A1, above the fold, Kyle Rogers. A big picture of him that spanned the whole thing.
Unfortunately, they always pick the photograph that make you look like you just ate a baby or something. Yeah. You know?
Well, what was it all about, Kyle?
Well, it's actually the second time the same newspaper has run the same picture of me on the front page. Although this was they went all out. This was a Sunday edition, complete with like a huge in detail character assassination, where they got like quotes from me where they took something I said and like cut off the last three sentences or the last three words, and you just see like a few words out of context, so it looks like I'm advocating slavery and different stuff. But I was interviewed the paper, interviewed by reporters for the paper several times back in 06 and 07, when I was involved in organizing a lot of protests and rallies against the United States Senate amnesty bill. And one of the main sponsors was South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, and we protested him several times.
Boo! Lindsey Graham, everybody!
Another pastel Republican, I might add.
He lives on Rainbow Row.
And so I was actually, I was at this forum, so finally, after like 2 years of fighting, the South Carolina's, you know, super conservative president of the state, Senator Glenn McConnell from Charleston.
Who, by the way, I must interject.
Has been a guest on the political
has
system.
Has been a guest along with you, Kyle, on
right.
this radio program.
Except
one of the
I don't
few...
think he knew what the political system was.
Don't say
And so anyway, he had to be forced, kicking and screaming, after 2 years, to finally pass a law to crack down on illegal immigration. So then he sets up these public forums where he's boasting about, yes, I'm so great, I'm finally going to crack down on illegal aliens. And so, and of course, first they had one up in the upstate, and a huge mob of people showed up and were yelling and screaming. It was real angry. Ron Garcia was there, and there was actually a photograph on the front page of the Greenville News that Ron Garcia was in. And then they came to Columbia, and it was a big angry scene. Then they came to Charleston, and nobody even knew about it except for the pro-illegal immigration groups. The rest of us, people like me, only found out about it the night before. And so me and a few other CFCC members rushed down there, and they got a bunch of leaders of Latino groups lined up to speak about how horrible this is and how sad. And Glenn McConnell is up there with these charges. Well, Alabama and Georgia passed stuff way more mean than this. Ours is just a watered down trivial bill, and trying to appease these Latino leaders. And then there was me and some other people on the other side of the room that were opposed to it. And so we started getting up, and most people would get up to the microphone and be kind of shy. And so I get up there and I start talking real loud and raising hell. And this photographer for the Charleston Post-Courant gets all excited just in front of me. He's like, look at me. He's like, yeah. And he's like egging me on. And so the next day I wake up, and I'm anxious to see if they used one of the pictures of me. And I told the photographer to put national board member, Council of Concerned Citizens. So I run down to the grocery store, and bam, there's a picture of me snarling on the front page, and it says, Tempers Flare at Immigration Forum. And then it says, James Island resident Kyle Rogers, national board member for the Council of Concerned Citizens, blah, 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 blah. And so that was 07 when that came out. Well, recently, Heidi Beirich, well, first Heidi Beirich contacted
Hang me. On, everybody. Heidi Beirich!
Yes! She, well, this goes back, basically, this whole new thing is retaliation for writing a big expose about the Trayvon Martin thing for examiner.com. Which I wrote in an expose March 21st, and I was really kind of the first person to stick my neck out for George Zimmerman. And then this article I wrote became huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, I even, it got like 550,000 views. I mean, examiner.com, they do revenue sharing. I actually got paid over $3,300 just for the writing this one article.
We got to get into the print business.
Now that's not very typical of what examiner.com pays. Normally you'll write something, you won't get paid very much. But the funny thing is the reporter actually asked me specifically, how much did you get paid for that Trayvon Martin article? And I go, well, they pay you 0.6 cents per view. It got over 550,000 views. I go, so you could do the math. Well, the math comes out to 3,300. Plus, I told him that I've had other ones that have gotten tens of thousands of views that I've made a little bit of money out of. So he puts in this article, Kyle Rogers does not make very much money for the stuff he writes. Well, how much is very much? Very much compared to what?
33 for one article is pretty good to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably more than he's ever made off of one article. And he writes like three articles a day for the past 20 years. And basically, Heidi Beirich contacts me, and we're going to write a profile about you in the intelligence report, and basically, we want you to write it for us. And so she sends me this big, these complicated essay questions, wanting me to provide her with all kinds of detailed background information. And I laughed in her face and poked her in the eye and said, bring it on. And I'm not going to help you write an assassination piece on me. And so they come out with this really dorky thing, and they're like, well, Kyle Rogers knows a lot about German mythology, and white supremacists really like German mythology. And then it's like, Kyle Rogers recently wrote an article about Kennewick Man, period. And by recently, she means 2002, and she doesn't say how that's even controversial. And so that turns into this reporter who I've now learned is notorious basically for writing. He's supposed to be the crime and lifestyle reporter. He's most famous for writing articles demonizing local law enforcement, and all the police hate his guts, so he's got bigger enemies than I do. He called me for 2 weeks begging and pleading for me to give him my address and let him come to my house and take pictures. I mean, he literally wanted a picture of me standing in front of my house so he could try to agitate my neighbors against me. It's still, if you read the article, a lot of it is intended to try to agitate people in my neighborhood against me. So far, not a single neighbor has even mentioned it. And I've talked to several neighbors since the article came out. But they're literally this huge character assassination, and there hasn't been any negative consequences yet.
And as a matter of fact, as you mentioned to me earlier, Kyle, as a result of the most recent front page news article you made happen for the Charleston Post and Courier, it drove a couple of people to sign up and become members.
Well, yeah,
of the
we actually had two people from the Charleston area went on the website and joined that day. So
that's Kyle Rogers, everybody, webmaster for the council, editor of the newspaper that services this organization, newsmaker himself on examiner.com, and even the Charleston Post and Courier can't get enough of Kyle Rogers, did a couple of front page stories. And it's all for our betterment as he's leading people into the flock and doing a good job all the while. So Kyle Rogers, everybody, here on the Political Cesspool as we round up the second hour.
James, let me mention, At the top of the hour, we'll have somebody to come on about a website called Faith and Heritage, and we'll have him on at the top of the hour. So it was Wednesday.
And then we're going to circle back to our own co-host, Keith Alexander and Eddie the Bombardier Miller, coming up in a big way in the third hour. So stay tuned for that third and final hour coming up last year.